Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about what inside out really means. So if you've been following these podcasts or my blogs or my books, you know I talk a lot about this thing that I call the inside out understanding, or the book was called The Inside Out Revolution. And the way that I normally praise it, the way I normally sum it up, the elevator speech version, is we live in the feeling of our thinking, not the feeling of our circumstances. But while that is easy to say, the downside to it is it's easy to take literally, that all it is, well, okay, so yeah, we feel our thinking. Great. Got it. What else you got? That was useful. What else? What other useful things do you have? And I think in some ways, while the upside is for some people, that is enough to change their entire life. For others, it seems too simple. It seems too, oh, okay, so what you're saying is that what I'm feeling in on the inside isn't a function of what's going on outside. What's going on outside is somehow a function of what's going on inside. And it gets kind of translated in people's minds as a sort of a law of attraction kind of an idea, or that in some way I'll have a different experience of the outside depending on what I'm thinking on the inside, but there's a real outside and a real inside, and that inside means inside my body. But when I talk about inside out, when the mystic Sid Banks talked about inside out, when people in the Three Principles understanding talk about that experience only works in one way, from inside to out, what they're really talking about, what I'm really doing my best to describe, is that the form comes from the formless. That which we can see and touch and taste and smell and hear comes from that which is untouchable, untastable, unhearable, unseeable, unthinkable, unknowable, ineffable. There's a beautiful talk Alan Watts once gave about effing the ineffable. And when we have these conversations, when I speak to you each time in these podcasts, that's what I'm trying to do, is put a little bit of meat on the bones of the formless nature of life itself, to put some clothes on the invisible man, to make it a little bit easier to glimpse that which we are of, to teach the fish that we are about the ocean that we're swimming in. But the nature of inside out, of formless to form, is it's a one-way thing. It's there's only one direction. Life goes from formless to form. The Catholic Church many years ago put forward the notion that there is only one source to everything. Everything is created not by man, but by God. Well, another way of saying that is everything comes from nothing, comes from no thing, comes from that space out of which everything comes. What the Taoists called the fertile void, so fertile that you just drop one seed into the void and something is created. Well, the seeds that we drop into the fertile void of the formless are thought. They're made of thought. They're thoughts. And that's why it said, well, thought creates reality. That's why the physicist David Bohm said, thought creates our world, and then says, I didn't do it. Because any thought that comes into that fertile void starts to take form. That's why Sid Banks, the Scottish mystic, called thought the missing link between the formless and the form. And we live in both worlds. We are of the formless, and we live in the world of the form. We are the inside and the outside. Another thing that Sid Banks talked about was that if you really want to experience oneness, if you want to see the true nature of the universe, you have to drop all thought that there's any difference between inside and outside, between formless and form, between the world of spirit and the world of stuff. All thought there's a difference between the ocean and any of the waves. This is the heart of what inside out really means. That everything comes from nothing. That the form comes from the formless. That when we return to that formless nature, when we glimpse that unglimpsable, that ineffable, spiritual, divine, in the true sense of divine, which just means hidden, nature of all things, of all life, then we get the best of both worlds. We get the peace and the expansiveness and the spaciousness of the divine. And we get the fun and the challenge and the highs and the lows and the thrills of victory and the agonies of defeat in the world of form. In other words, we get to be in the movie and watch the movie. We get to know that what's going on up on the screen isn't real and totally lose ourselves in it for hours at a time anyways. We get to enjoy all of it. And when we enjoy, when we live in joy, it does something for us. It does something to us. And that has an exponential knock-on effect on the world. Because we are all of the formless, anytime our form gets a little more soluble, gets a little bit more fluid, gets a little bit more as it really is, as we melt back into the divine, something new can be created in any moment. And our melting back into the divine somehow ups the melting point or lowers the melting point of everything else. And the consciousness of the whole planet is impacted by your seeing something, anything, about consciousness itself. And if that's a little bit hard to get your head around, me too. And yet, anytime I catch even a glimmer out of the corner of my eye of the formlessness at the heart of every form, of the divine at the heart of the material, at the soul being driven on caffeine, it fills me up. And it overflows out through the entire universe. And the same is true for all of us. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.